Well, specifically about Buddha nature, I mean, I think if you look at the whole credit part of the Nyingma tradition as set in the Treasury of Precious Quality, of the commentary of Kanjo Rinpoche on Jingme Lingpa's Yonten Rinpoche Zhe, and for those who know Tibetan, there's a vast commentary of Kenpo Yonga, and two big volumes, and an auto-commentary by Jingme Lingpa himself. That leads you to a clear understanding step by step through all that. And there's a chapter on the perfection of wisdom, distinguishing all that, the expedient ultimate truth and the really ultimate truth. And then you move to the vision of the tantras and so forth. So that's the, probably the most way to make sense of the whole part. And then again, the commentary of the Umagyen, of the ornament to the middle way of Gyatso Rinpoche is incredibly clear. And the introduction of Winston Fletcher also is really illuminating. Commentary on the ninth chapter of the Bodhisattva-avatara, again by Nipan Rinpoche, Kitaka is so special. So, and then on practice, there's so many wonderful, inspiring teaching, the flight of Garuda, of Shapskar, and all that. This is more on the practice side. And so I don't know, I'm a lost of word to recommend something because it's so vast and so wonderful, and there's so many sources of inspiration. And it all depends on what is most needed for us at this point to progress a little more and open a few more doors to our understanding and practice.